Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Connecticut Sports Scene with Joe Ryan on Blog Talk Radio. If you'd like to talk sports with Joe and his guests live on the air, dial 323-417-6701. That's 323-417-6701. And now, live from Stamford, Connecticut, here's Joe Ryan.
Good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon, everybody. We are back on the scene. The Connecticut Sports Scene, as we're getting ready to talk to you about the world of sports and updates on the Stamford Senior Legion team, which bounced back with an 11-1 victory over Nashua this morning. Big days for Noah Skog, Joe Scarrett, and Matt Wurz to lead the way. An 11-1 victory. They of course ended the game early because they get over the 10-run rule. Grant Papura started the game, went the first 2 2/3 innings, and then was replaced by Bobby Cribben, who is scheduled to be our guest this afternoon. Like I said, another big game, or a real big bounce back day. They got a 2-run homer from Scarrett in the first inning, and then from there they built the lead behind the offensive Matt Wurz, who went 4-for-4 with 3 RBIs, Noah Skog, who went 2-for-4 with 2 RBIs, and Jaden Dawkins from the 9-hole contributed 2 RBIs. So a good team effort secured the victory over Nashua, and now Stamford waits to take on the winner of Shrewsbury and Brattleboro. That game would be tomorrow, Friday, at 4:30 p.m. So a nice victory, Dan. Now we got Bobby on the line. I'm going to pull him in right now. Bobby, you there?
Joe, it's Kevin Murray.
Oh, Kevin, good. And we got Bobby coming on, too. Bobby Cribben's going to join us.
Okay.
I wasn't sure if you were busy or not. Nice bounce-back victory today, Kev.
Yeah, it was a great win today.
I would, after yesterday, the team, of course, had to be a little bit down. How big a home run was Joe Scarrett, the 2-run homer in the first? I mean, to remove that cloud from yesterday and take a little bit of the pressure off?
Yeah, it definitely did. It helped us get us back on track. I believe the kids are swinging the bats, with a little confidence today, especially after Joe hit that 2-run homer. So, he ignited us once again. So, hopefully we keep this roll going now.
Yeah, I noticed that it was throughout the lineup that it took place, too. I mean, Noah Skog had a good day. Matt Wurz was outrageous, 4-for-4 with 3 RBIs, and even Jaden Dawkins driving in 2 runs from the bottom of the lineup. That sounds like a manager's dream. You couldn't have drawn that up on the board any better, huh?
Yeah, it was balanced throughout 1 through 9 today. We did it in many ways, and, the kids are playing for a reason, and they want to go one day at a time, obviously, and it's going to be hard to beat with this mentality.
You had Grant only go 2 innings today, only 45 pitches to save his arm for the next games.
Yeah, that's the plan. Obviously, we're going tomorrow. We have a plan in place, and Grant will have the opportunity to pitch on Saturday. If we make it that far.
What's it been like up there in Worcester? I mean, you were there a couple of years ago. Easier adjustment coming back this year? Know what to expect up there? I mean, is it any different feel for you coming back the second time to that field?
No, I mean, it's obviously everything feels like the same from 2 years ago. I mean, the competition's the same. At this level, at this time of the year, you're going to be playing against good teams and, we played a very good team yesterday, and we played a good team today. We have experience. I have 3 kids that went there last time, Bobby and Grant and TJ, who played in 2017. But we're right back where we were. We're going to go 1 day at a time. We play tomorrow at 4:30 versus the loser of the Vermont Shrewsbury game that's going on tonight. We're expecting a good opponent for tomorrow as well.
So let's go back a day. I mean, I know it was a disappointing start to the tournament, 11-1. You don't want to lose anything. I know that about you. But, I mean, the fact that they just seemed to have everything going for them yesterday, the pitcher was on, the hitting was on, does it make it a little, at least a little bit easier to turn the page, or is it, would you, you know, is it, does it make it more disturbing to have that kind of a blowout for you?
Yeah, we just had a bad day, you know, and you're going to have those days, you know, and it's how you respond after that bad day, which we did today in a positive light. So, you know, we're still here, so we're gonna ride it, and you know, turn a page. The kids did a good job. Just didn't seem like nothing was working. It was like we're waiting for something to happen, you know, but it never did yesterday. It never. You know, but that's life, you know. You're going to have ups and downs, and we turned the page today, and we're back on track.
Hey, we got Bobby coming in right now. I'm going to pull him in. Hold on 1 second. Bobby, you there?
Yeah, what's up, Joe?
Not much. We got Kevin on the line with us as well, so speak very highly of him, please.
Okay, coach.
Bobby, I just talked to Kevin about yesterday's game and, you know, about you know, losing 11-1 to start off the tournament. And as he said, every team has those kind of games. How about for the players? Was it just one of those turn-the-page situations where you could just turn the page quickly because it was such a blowout? Or was it something, maybe a lesson learned? What was the feel for the players there?
I think everyone got over it really quick because we knew that we'd never, ever, ever played that bad, and we knew we could play way better and compete with that team and beat them. So after probably an hour, everyone was like, all right, that was a fluke. That's not happening again. And we had to look at it like we're in the loser's bracket now, yes, but you had to play every single day. So it didn't really matter if you were in the winner or loser's bracket. You still have to beat everyone in this regional. We're confident that we could do that.
Coming to the field this morning, what was the feeling from the players? You still had the positive aspect. Was there any kind of a nervousness in warm-ups or anything for you guys?
No, I think we were just excited. I think we were all pumped up because we knew that it's do or die now. We have to give it our all. And at any given point before a game, it could be our last 7 playing together. So we wanted to come out with energy and excitement, and I think we proved that with the 5 spot in the first and Joe's home run. So we just wanted to play baseball again. We wanted to turn the page, like you said, and I think we did a very good job of that today.
You came in and pitched. You hadn't pitched in, I don't think, a couple of weeks, right? It was your first time pitching in a couple of weeks?
Yeah, it's been a while. I've been yelling at my pitching coach about that for a while now, but me and Dip always joke around about it. And we know that we think the best 9 is when I'm in center, so we've been very close to the pitching staff, and we've been telling them what the deal has been. And today, usually I don't get the chance, but I did today, and I thought I did a pretty good job trying to help my team win. And I know if it's not me, it's someone else stepping up. Dylan came in right after, finished the job off. We had Jay and Chris yesterday. So we're still proving that, yes, we lost that game, but we have a very deep pitching staff who we think we can ride all the way to the championship.
I just want to ask you a question. As a pitcher, you pitch at Cubetta. You pitch in a lot of different places, but you were pitching in a Division I baseball park. And if I remember right, there's some big power alleys to pitch against. Do you have to adjust your pitching there? Is it anything you think about, or is it just about you executing the pitches that Rich and Joe put down for you?
Yeah, so it's not a typical park that you're used to playing at. But at the same time, you're still pitching. Nothing changes. You still try to go out with intensity, but still have fun. Joe came up to me right before my first pitch and was like, this could be the last time we ever do it, so just have fun. And I took that with everything. And every single pitch, obviously I'm trying to do my job and hit my spot, but no matter the result, I didn't really care. I was trying to have fun out there. I was trying to put the ball in place so the game was faster so that we could get on to the next game. But I wouldn't say it really changes. You're still a pitcher and you're still competing to get every out. Maybe with metal, the only thing that you worry about is not to make too much of a mistake. So sometimes when you want to get a little aggressive with a heater or try to put that extra spin on the curveball, you might tweak your mechanics a little bit. I think the biggest thing is that metal can really do damage The mistakes with wood and metal are very different. So you just have to keep that in mind. But the bottom line is the same, which is pound the zone.
Kev, you know, the one thing about this team this year, even though it hasn't seen a lot of adversity, their resiliency, the way they can come up from behind. They never seem to be counted out. I mean, the leadership that Bobby and TJ, the veterans, the captains, and everybody has shown this year, it's got to be go to the heart of a manager. You got to love having these guys out there before you're competing, right?
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, these kids have a never die mentality, and you know, obviously, I didn't even feel that today. Like, knowing the fact that we could have went home today, you know, these kids just go to the park and have fun, and we just exploded today with, you know, our abilities, and you know, we're gonna play like that, you know, going forward too. You know, it's like every day. And we got beat pretty bad in the season by Greenwich, and we turned the page and we beat them the next day. So, you know, we're gonna have fun tomorrow and go at them.
For you as a manager in this kind of a situation, I mean, you've been through as a player, you've played in NCAA World Series and things like that. Do you manage different because you don't know these players you're playing against as much? I mean, you can't really scout all of them. Do you manage different, or is it just about managing your lineup and putting your best stuff forward and hoping it holds up?
Yeah, you know, obviously we know the abilities of our players, and, you know, today we used them mostly the whole entire roster to get us through that one game. You know, obviously you're looking to, you know, keep pitches down, obviously bring kids back later in the tournament. You know, we just want to manage it with our abilities and the kids' strengths, and you know, just really manage the roster. Like I said, from day one, you know, 1 through 17 kids in the roster, somebody's going to help us out every day. You know, so today was the day we used a lot of guys to get through, and it's making us in a good situation into tomorrow.
I noticed that Southington's in the bracket with you, but they had to win today. Did they win or lose, do you know?
They were up 6-1 late in that game against Maine. So I think they're advancing. They'll be 1-1 as well.
So that could be a possibility of you two teams meeting again. It takes a little bit of work, but that would that's
yeah,
something
that's,
that could happen.
That definitely can happen. You know, obviously, I think we get the loser of the Shrewsbury Vermont game for tomorrow. But if we are to advance after tomorrow, there's always a possibility that Southington could be that other team. So we'll play them again.
Bobby, for you as a player in this tournament, treating it as a day by day situation, especially as a 19-year-old. You said, Joe said to you, this might be the last go round, so have fun. How do you keep that in mind and keep everything in perspective like that? Is there something you have to do to keep that from keeping in your mind about it almost being your last game, any game?
To be honest, I kind of try not to think about it and just try to think about, if we keep winning, I'll still have a lot of games left. Because I never want to lose, so I never want to think about what would happen if we were to lose. But it definitely creeps into your mind. There's some stuff you can't control. So I would say, like, every time I hit the field now, especially after taking that opening loss, is like, this could potentially be the last time that I ever take the field. So you have to give it everything. You have to lay out for everything. You have to run out everything. You just have to come with intensity, because if it is the last time, you want to know that you went out your way. And yeah, you didn't fold no matter the score, you didn't fold no matter the opponent, because that's not what I want to do, and that's not what Chris Sabia taught everyone and everyone who comes through this program. You have to play hard to the last out, and we know we're going to do that, all 17 of us, and we know all the coaches are going to give that same effort back, and hopefully that can lead us to a regional championship and a berth to Shelby.
Is it a difficult thing, and you're not going to be back on the field till 4:30 tomorrow after playing morning games? I mean, it's got to be a little bit of a relief to play early, I would think. Is it hard to think that you really got 24 hours to wait to get back on the field? Is that kind of a something you think about, or it's not, it doesn't bother, or is it something that doesn't bother you at all?
Now, I am very excited to play at 4:30. I absolutely despise the morning. It's my worst enemy. I never can get up. It's just, it sucks. Whoa.
That's okay. I put PG-13 on this every time, so you can say what you want.
All right. I hate the morning. I feel like a lot of kids do. Like Grant and me are sleeping in the same room, and we both despise the morning, so waking up today sucks. But I would love to play at 4:30, or if we could play Shrewsbury, we play at night, which is so much fun under the lights at Holy Cross. So I am begging, like absolutely begging, that tomorrow gets pushed back into the night, because that field is awesome to play on under the light.
And Kev, how about, do you have any guys watching these kids' rooms or what? Or who do you put, Bill in as the hall monitor or what?
Yeah, no, the kids are responsible. I mean, all over the hotel, you know, they're not going anywhere. So they're having a blast, living the moment and, you know, having a really good time. So that's why he's home today.
We should be more worried about you and Trimboli on the road.
No, he's good. He's here. He's sleeping in bed next to
me. Wow. All right, guys. I thank you for your time today. Great victory today. Great bounce back. I mean, this team just keeps writing a better and better story. You know, we won't be able to get together tomorrow, but maybe Saturday before or after the game on Saturday, because I'm betting on you guys tomorrow.
Yep.
That would be awesome. We're gonna be there too, so don't worry.
All right. Thank you, Kevin Murray, manager of the Stanford Senior Legion team, and Bobby Cribbin, the captain. Guys, enjoy your time up in Worcester, and like I said, we'll talk to you on Saturday.
Thanks, Joe.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Thank you for having us.
Thanks.
All right,
that was Bobby Cribbin and Kevin Murray. Again, Stanford Senior Legion took care of business, beating Nashua this morning 11-1, and they're waiting to see who wins today between Brattleboro and Shrewsbury. They're playing at 6:30, and then the game for Stanford will be at 4:30 tomorrow afternoon. There are live updates on Game Changer. If you ever want to, if you're a member of that, that has been good to keep up on what's going on up there. Great victory today for the guys. And hopefully, like I said, they can keep it on running, and hope we'll talk to them on Saturday. This is Joe Ryan, the Connecticut Sports Scene. Thank you for joining us today.